Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It's Monday the 30th of May and the devotional for today is titled The Power of Imagination. Would you believe me if I told you that your mind is so powerful and that if it's correctly directed, it could really determine the trajectory of our lives? Remember we spoke about the power of our spoken word as well. Both of those work hand in hand to build our faith by stirring up hope. And so today I want to show you the power that our imagination holds for us. The definition of imagination is the ability to see what is unseen. And I can tell you now that there's some people that would argue that they don't have an imagination. Granted, some of us have a vivid imagination, but each and every one of us has imagination. In fact, it is a gift from God, and I'm going to prove it to you. If I was to ask you to give me directions to your house, I know that you would give me the directions verbally, but in your mind, you would actually visualize exactly what you are telling me. So too, if I was to ask you what your childhood house looked like, you would be able to envision it in your mind while you described it to me. That is imagination. Now, just like our words, imagination can work for us or it can work against us. But the bottom line is that it's impossible for us not to imagine. The other interesting thing is that we can't go anywhere in the physical without having imagined it before. So for example, if you think about somebody that is wanting to, that is about to enter into sin, they would have thought about that sin first before, in their mind, in their imagination, before they actually acted on it. You know, there was a time when I would always imagine the worst in any situation. And to be honest, my life really was a testimony of it. I was going nowhere fast. The problem is that today we don't allow ourselves to dream anymore. I'm using the word dream because imagination is also dreaming. We might even not allow ourselves to dream big. And the reasons are we're fearful of failure. Some of us are even fearful of success. It would be ridicule, criticism, whatever the case is. We're too scared to dream or imagine anymore. Remember, we also spoke about having faced too much disappointment. It also fades our ability to imagine. But today I'm hoping to stir up your imagination because our imagination is really where we conceive things. It is where we create things in our mind. Think about it, an architect is not able to put anything on paper until he starts envisioning it and creating it in his mind. If you are praying for healing, I want to ask you today, are you imagining yourself well? If you are praying for prosperity, are you envisioning yourself wealthy or successful or out of the poverty that you're in? Anyone that has made a significant impression or a change or a success in life has envisioned it first, and they have dreamt about it before they reached their goal. So I want to ask you today, what are you imagining? I want to take you to an example that I used to apply in my life as well. I've always wanted to travel, and I remember there was a time when I used to save every little bit of money that I had every month so that I was able to go on these trips. And what I would do is I would actually make a vision board. And so if it was a cruise I was saving for, I would stick a big picture of a cruise liner on my vision board, along with pictures of people having fun on this cruise liner. And every day when I went into the office, because I saw it, I was able to imagine myself there. And I can tell you today that I've pretty much gone to every single place that I've wanted to go in the world. And so I want to say to you today, start to channel your imagination. Start imagining. Start dreaming. That will give rise to hope, which in turn will give rise to faith. And I guarantee you it's going to change your life. I hope you have a very blessed week this week, and I'll speak to you again next week. Goodbye.